This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Aside from plant diagnostics, garden design probably gives more folks a nervous tick. It doesn't have to be that way. As we nestle in for winter and ponder our landscapes, I thought I'd share once again Andrew Sankey's 10 principles of design. Number one, you don't fight nature. Work with what you have. Don't be too quick to rip out existing trees or shrubs because they don't look exactly like you want. Instead, consider cleaning them up, shaping them, and creating a garden that incorporates them. Work with the soil you have. You'll never have sandy soil if you live in a clay zone. Yes, it is a great idea to add compost to help fluff your soil, but odds of you creating a whole new soil structure are slim to none. Number two, retain the main features. If you've got walls or structures, leave them be. Unless they're unsightly, you may find a place for them in your design. Maybe the previous owner left an elaborate trellis behind. Give it a good cleaning, maybe spray paint it or stain it, and see what you might do with it. The main point is to make garden design fun and as easy as possible. You're the one that will most likely be doing the work and caring for your garden. You want it to be as enjoyable as possible. Number three, keep it simple. A few good sweeps of color really pop. You can choose different types of flowers, but keep the same color hue. Simple designs are the best way to start out. Number four, keep things in scale. If you have a large area, then plant a tree that's large at maturity. Likewise, small areas need proper proportion. Remember to choose plants with the knowledge of their size at maturity. There are loads of choices out there for the small garden, including crabapples and small shrubs. Check out GardenBite.com for much more info. Find Garden Bite on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube too. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.